Welcome to the Dawn of Intuition. I'm your host, JD Kindred, and this is the time to awaken to a new way of being. Are you feeling an inner call to make the world a better place or to live more joyfully? We each have this inner compass guiding us to our own unique purpose and gifts. As an intuition and empowerment expert, I dare you to take action on that gut feeling or inner knowing. Intuition is simply a muscle that needs to be strengthened. Whether you need it personally or professionally, your intuitive insights create space for new opportunities. Stay tuned with me for tips and tricks on listening to those quiet whispers of wisdom, my next retreat dates, or how to work with me. Are you ready to live the life of your dreams with more joy and ease? The dawn of intuition starts now. Welcome to the Dawn of Intuition, awaken to a new way of being. Today, I want to talk about fear versus intuition. There's a lot of people who ask me regularly, you know, how do I know it's intuition? How do I know it's fear? Is this my ego? They get very confused. So I really want to give a lot of information today. I'm going to be, quoting, different specialists in intuition from some of my favorite intuition books. And after we can just kind of talk, well, I want to share maybe some more stories of how I really know that it's intuition or fear in my life. So let's begin by really defining, first, what is intuition? And intuition is defined as the ability to understand something immediately without the need for conscious reasoning. Now, Catherine Allen, from the book A Little Bit of Intuition, defines it as, intuition is the capacity to know without logic, research, proof, or linear thinking. When you hone this ability that we all have to the degree that you can discern the various sensations and accurately interpret them, you are truly empowered and free. She also notes that one of the characteristics is that the information comes to you through one of the clairs and is sudden. It doesn't usually come reliably, inaccurately, while pondering, worrying, or analyzing something or someone. It usually comes when you're in the middle of doing something else and it hits you. It takes a calm mind to receive intuition. Now, let's talk about these clairs that she says. I call them intuitive senses. So there's a few that I want to touch on. One is clear seeing. Some people know it as the clairvoyance. There's there's knowing, which is claircognizant. Feeling, which is clairsentient. Hearing, clairaudient. Touching, clairtangent. Smelling, clairscent. Tasting, clairgustient. And clear emotions, clairempathic. And, we each have a couple that may be stronger than others. There isn't one that's better than the other. It's about really learning to have confidence. And I have online courses for this. You can find them on my website. I write about this in my book, Intuitive Business Connections. I talk about this a lot because once you realize how you personally receive intuition, there is just a deeper sense of confidence, ease, Catherine Allen says, you just live with this empowered, truly empowered and free. And so for me personally, I know that I'm more clairaudient. So I'll hear messages and it's almost like a very different voice than my rational mind. And it takes years. This didn't happen overnight. This took me decades to have this confidence and to really know, oh, that's my intuitive message, or this is my logical, anxious mind trying to rationalize things. And sometimes they fight. I try and live intuitively 100% of the time, and I'm still humbled. Sometimes I still receive intuitive guidance of don't do this. And I'm like, oh, come on, intuition. Like, I can be open-minded. I can give this person a chance. And I try, and it really creates drama and affects me in the end. And when I really live a very peaceful life without drama. So it's like, wow, life, you know, living intuitively for me just creates such a deep inner joy and ease in my life. And it's the times that I second guess that, or I listen to my intuition, but I hear my intuition, I won't listen to it. That's when, you know, maybe a little bit of disharmony may enter my world. So I want you to just, you know, learn what clairs are really stronger for you. And then, you know, some people, you know, the clairvoyants, they receive a lot of messages in their dream world, very strong messages. And sometimes I have. This is why I've moved to the province I've moved to in Canada, because of my dreams. I had these really profound, repetitive dreams that I could not push away any longer. And so, you know, there's many different ways that your intuitive senses can come to you, and at different times in your life or different moments, they may come to you. So just to be cognizant of that. So I also want you to understand that, you know, never to have fear about your intuition. Yes, you know, some people are a little bit scared about it, because for me, intuition really does push me out of my comfort zone. I live a very comfortable life, but I receive intuitive guidance where I really have to step up my courage and maybe do something that's very, you know, edgy for me. And I've just learned to trust that, because after my life becomes so much easier, or it's what I needed to go into the next step. So yeah, you know, intuition can be, I don't want to say scary, but it can push you to do things that you may be resisting, and you know you need to do it, but you may be resisting, you know? Like, I love asking this question almost every episode I ask: how would your life be different if you lived 100% intuitively? Like, really think about that question. Would you be in the same job, the same city, the same relationship? Would you have the same friends? Would you have the same habits? You know, really thinking about that. And it can be confronting. It can be confronting. Your intuition is gentle. It's not judgmental, but it can be confronting when you have an intuitive guidance to make a change, but you aren't ready. And that's okay. Do it in your own time. So I really like in the quote by Kim Chesney, and she says, "Your intuition knows you better than you know yourself, and it always has your best interest in mind. Your intuition is always there to guide you. It never turns off. Sometimes it may speak louder than others, but it is always there when you need it. With intuition, we are all connected. There is no division between people or within time or space. We don't need wealth, degrees, privilege to attain it. We don't need to travel to the ends of the earth to find it. We don't need anything but the wisdom to look inside ourselves." So now we have an idea of intuition, but what is fear? So the Cambridge Dictionary defines fear as an unpleasant emotion or thought that you have when you are frightened or worried by something dangerous, painful, or bad that is happening or might happen. So yeah, it's very worrisome about something in the future. And I want to touch on what intuition is not. So we spoke about intuition. We spoke about what is intuition. We spoke about what is fear. But what intuition is not? Now, I love the book Radical Intuition, and it defines intuition as an illuminating insight that arrives as a feeling, a knowingness, idea, or experience that you simply receive. Intuition is not following the logical mind. The mind often moves from place of personal need or lack, but intuition only moves from the fullest place of good. So intuition, one, it's not just for women. We have this idea that, oh, women are more intuitive. Maybe women, you know, intuition is a very feminine quality of receptivity and surrender, but we all have that masculine and feminine within us. And so men, you know, there's many businessmen, they may not use the word intuition. They may say, oh, I had a hunch, I had a feeling, I had an insight. It doesn't matter the terms. Like, I don't want you to be attached to the terms. It's rather they received a gut feeling about the next business move, or, you know, who to hire, or strategic for anything in life, really. And so men are equally able to receive intuitive guidance if they drop into that receptivity, you know. And actually, some of the biggest champions for intuition have actually been men. And so, two, intuition is not your conscience. So conscience is a mental judgment, where instead intuition guides us. It lovingly supports us, even when we make mistakes. You know, like, I receive intuition. Sometimes I don't listen. I do it. And then it's like, okay, I have to accept my consequences, but there's no judgment. My intuition will just be there again. Just like, okay, guide me the next time. I'm a little bit more clear. I'll be a little bit, listen a little bit more, so I prevent that situation from happening in the future. Intuition is not the same as instinct. So instinct may be about survival, but intuition is about transformation, growth, evolution, liberation. So instead of just a reflex, it's an actual call-in. I have this belief system that intuition is really like this objective view, our higher selves, this objective view, and seeing the potential for us. And we're just pretty limited in our views or our dreams. Intuition wants us to have it all. So it's really about helping us, you know, find our calling and grow into what we're capable of, really. Intuition is not scary. You know, there's no better friend than your intuition. And its every move is to take care of you and help you rise above your fears. Now, I also love the book, Put Your Intuition to Work, by Lynn A. Robinson. And she outlines, what is the difference between intuition and fear? So what accurate information looks and feels like. Intuition conveys a very detached message. Yes, this is the right decision. You know, I'm, as I mentioned, I'm more clairaudient. So my messages are almost like one word, like stop, go, start writing, speak to that person. It's very like, you know, not elaborate full sentences. It's very short, neutral, detached, you know, like do it. But if you don't, like, I may not experience that opportunity that I could have, you know. You may feel like you are out of your comfort zone, but guided to move ahead with the decision. Again, this is what I talk about all the time. Like, it really does. Like, sometimes I've had times where I've like almost been in this internal battle with myself because my intuition is like, go on stage and speak. And I'm like, no, I do not want to. It's like, go on stage and speak. And it's just like, oh, and I'm just like, this is not what I want to do. And I just want to live the most intuitive life possible. I don't know why I have to do this, but I know I have to do this. I'll receive messages like, record this, record, like once I was like, go on stage and speak and record it. So I passed my phone to a random stranger and I was like, record this. I went on stage. I had no idea what I was going to say. I had the microphone and I just was like, okay, I have 5 minutes, whatever I need to say, I'm going to say it. So it is edgy, but I've learned to really love, I just, it's like the unknown, it's the magic of intuition. I love talking about that, the magic of intuition, like where can my life be if I really let intuition guide me? And it's often more spectacular and more magical than my limited mind could ever imagine for myself. So also, you know, accurate information looks, elicits a neutral to mild interest. Again, it's that neutrality I want to highlight. It's not this extreme emotion. It's very neutral. And it feels right in the body. You know, some people may be more like clairempathic and really feel things in their body a lot more. I'm sensitive to that too. I'm very much more sensitive as I'm getting older, but when I'm in front of someone or with someone, maybe a first date, if I'm interviewing a stranger, I'm paying attention to them, of course, and I'm really paying more attention to how I feel. And if I have that tight knot in my solar plex, my belly, or I feel tension, or I kind of stop breathing, or there's any sort of tension, I pay attention to that. And if I'm with someone where I feel light and energized, and my heart's open and expansive, I know that this is a good person. So You know, and I just trust it so much. People may think, oh, like, you know, some people are like, but what if your intuition is wrong? Well, it's been decades, and I just have a level of confidence in it that, you know, maybe other people don't understand. But I'm so confident with it now that I don't need to do background checks. I don't need to do reference checks. I don't need to do all that stuff, because my intuition tells me if this is a good choice or not. And, you know, sometimes just logically, my mind is like, oh my gosh, this person is, you know, they're beautiful and talented and overqualified, like just amazing qualities about someone. And if I'm stuck in my brain, maybe the younger version of me may talk myself out of it. But now it's just this calm knowing, and I'm very connected to how I feel when I'm with someone. Some people really drain me and some people really energize me. And I only want to be with people who energize me. And I really consciously make that decision with who I allow in my world now. So when it's fear and not intuition, so you feel too excited and emotional, you know, you may hear an inner voice that is critical or criticizing you. You could feel paralyzed or stuck in inaction. And you could also kind of go back and forth between yes and no. So do you see how kind of, it's like a roller coaster. It's like, it reminds me of a roller coaster of just, I don't know what to do, and oh, you should know, and I don't know. That's all fear. That's all when you're caught up in fear. Intuitive guidance is just so affirming and so like, do this. And you're just like, okay, leave now. You're just like, okay, apply there, call this person. Like, it's very like, okay, I just, okay. It's not super, it's not a roller coaster. And maybe people, and I'm thinking like, maybe people are just stuck in the highs and the excitement of emotions and maybe drama, or, you know, but I don't want to live my life like that. I really want to live a peaceful life. So I'm choosing to live an intuitive life. You know, and some people, well, actually many people think that, you know, intuition is the domain of the gifted few, and, you know, or that it's rare or an accidental talent, but it's really a natural gift that we can all cultivate. I love saying that this is a muscle that needs to be, you know, really developed. We all have it. And for me, sometimes it's so subtle, and other times it could be a yell. But it's just being conscious of it. You know, for me, intuition is with us at all times, but for me, I can hear it better when my life is quiet, when I'm in nature, when I'm meditating, when I'm chanting, when I'm with yoga. But if you don't ever, you know, allow yourself those self-care modalities, then, you know, rest assured that intuition can still come to you. Maybe it'll come to you through your dream world, or you'll just be more conscious of, you know, you'll have that tight knot that you can't let go, or you'll have this repetitive thought. It's very neutral. It's not fear-based. It's just like, go there. And you're just like, why, you know, like, for business, I always follow my intuition. I write a lot about this in my book, Intuitive Business Connections. It's really like what networking event should I go to? There's tons in a night. There's many options. What one do I need to be at? Where do I need to meet people? And I ask myself the question and I get an answer. That's another point. How often do you ask yourself questions? When you ask yourself a question, you'll get the answer. It can be about anything. You know, there's intuition for our body. Why do I have, you know, why am I tired? It could be about a disease. Why do I have this lump? It could be about an allergy. Why do I have this allergy? And see the intuitive insight that you get. It could be, again, all the different ways, the different senses that come to you for me, again, a huge telltale sign that my intuition is really speaking to me is by how quickly I get the message. For me, again, it's really that sudden. It's that really sudden and quick. And sometimes before my question is even asked, the answer is already there. So when I lead workshops, people are like, oh, well, I didn't even finish answering or asking the question. And so they pushed away. They already got the answer, but they pushed it away. And they sit and they start in their mind pondering and thinking. And I always want to get people out of that. And even me too. If I ask myself a question, I want to receive the first initial message or insight or feeling. And then I don't want to go into my rational mind, because then I could maybe start talking myself out of that intuition. So again, this is really something for all. It's not just a special few who are intuitive. This is, we all, you know, have intuition. And when I lead workshops, I'm not teaching anything. I'm creating a space where it's like, okay, go do it. And people are like, I need to be taught. No, you know how, go do it. So I just want to be almost like a space holder. And this person who, you know, really creates the environment. This is what I do with my retreats. I offer these Reconnect Your Intuition retreats at a beautiful lakefront property in north of Montreal, Canada, in the summer every year. And it's really about slowing down and going like, okay, listen to your intuition. What do you want to do next? What kind of yoga do you want to do? Where do you want to go hike? What kind of food do you want to eat today? Like really, like at, like really at every moment, connecting to yourself what you need. So maybe right now in your life, I don't know where you're at in your life right now. You may be in a place where you're a little bit depressed, a little bit scared, anxious. And those are all the hallmarks of your intuition giving you a gentle nudge and saying, in effect, change is needed. Anytime you find yourself consistently bored, drained, or depleted, look at it as a wake-up call. Your intuition is your inner compass. It delivers the message that you need to head in a new direction and will show you the best path to get there. So really, like, I live a very joyful, passionate life because I'm constantly listening to my intuition. And for everything, for really everything. Like, should I go there tonight? Should I do this tonight? Should I go there on a trip? Should I accept this opportunity? Should I, like, it's constant. And for me, and I rarely, if ever, feel boredom. This isn't something I experience. Or if I'm drained, I really like, okay, I take back my energy and I go, okay, what do I need right now? What is the self-care that I need to be able to feel stronger? And to be able, you know, because I think the more joy we feel and the stronger we feel, the more we can be of service to the world. You know, just if we're happy and we smile to a stranger, that may shift the energy of that stranger. And that stranger may go home or go to their workplace happier and be nicer. And it's like, we don't always know our ripple effect. We don't always know our impact. But if you kind of have this low energy, then that it could be really that intuition saying, hey, there's a better place. There is a different place, or a change, simply a change is needed, which again can be scary because it'll step us out of our comfort zone. It'll really step us out of our comfort zone. I had this many dreams to come to this province, very far from my family. I was very resistant to it. And for the first 2 years, I had a really rough time being here. But my intuition really pushed me here. And when in my deepest, depressed, anxious time, I was then led to a meditation technique called Vipassana, which has been something so precious in my life for the last decade. And these 10-day annual silent retreats, and completely changed me, completely changed my life and who I am and my, you know, brain patterns and everything. It's just amazing. But it's like, oh, maybe I needed to go that low to be able to find a way out. If my life was only perfect all the time, I maybe would not have found such a beautiful healing modality that has helped me in my life. So, you know, yeah, it can, intuition can lead you through things that you may not want to go through. Even relationships, new relationships. It's like, okay, you know, you're intuitively, you know, are drawn to one person, but your mind is like, oh, that's terrifying. Opening my heart again is terrifying. I don't want to be heartbroken. What if they break my heart? What if they this? What if that? You know, we can get into our head, but really our intuition knows what our soul, I think, really needs for our highest growth. So I've learned to trust that. Now, the word intuition comes from the Latin word inuiri, which actually means look within. And I just want to remind you, you know, you're the expert on yourself and your intuitive responses. You know, you have that inner genius, and it's this own unique language which conveys its wisdom. And you can really learn to understand that language within yourself. So how can you work with me? One thing is I'm continuing to do these this Transformation Talk radio show, The Dawn of Intuition, Awaken to a New Way of Being, the first and third Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 noon Eastern. I really invite you to check out my website at www.intuitivebusinessconnections.com. You can see my book, podcasts, YouTube videos, and way to have private one-to-one coaching with me. And I really would love to see you guys at my wellness retreats this year, a beautiful lakefront property in Quebec, Canada, and where we really focus on yoga, meditation, one-to-one coaching, spending time in nature and hiking trails, eating vegetarian meals. I have these seven-day hiking and yoga retreats, 8-day reconnect to your intuition. And this year, I even have a 29-day sanctuary retreat. And there's only a couple spots this summer. So again, thank you for listening, and I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you for listening to The Dawn of Intuition. I'm your host, JD Kindred. Tune in every first and third Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we learn to listen to that quiet whisper of wisdom from our higher selves. Dare to dream bigger, take inspired action, and live your authentic truth. Live an intuitive life, feeling more joyful and empowered in everything you do. For more tips and tricks, follow me online at www.intuitivebusinessconnections.com.